Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 91.7WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found. You are listening to a very special episode of the WEEM Weekly Podcast. My name is Dylan, and I am joined with Ethan Lincoln today just to do a little roundtable and recap about what we have done with the podcast so far. So first of all, Ethan, what do you feel is your strongest point as an interviewer right now?
Well, right now, I'm still not a very good interviewer. I'm not good by any means. But right now, the best part of my interviews is just when I've came up with the questions. There's so many parts I still need to work on, but right now it's just going to be the questions I've come up with.
Well, I think you've improved a lot as an interviewer. In fact, just today I was listening to our most recent episode and then the first episode that we did this year. And I noticed for you especially, the questions are better and the smoothness in the transition for questions is better. So me personally, I think my strongest point is probably, I think I'm good at making good questions. I just am not good at ordering the questions. Now that kind of moves into, what do you feel is your weakest point that could be improved upon?
I feel like my weakest point, it's probably going to be like the very beginning and the end of the interview.
The
like,
transition part.
Yeah, introducing and getting it out.
Mm-hmm, for sure. What do you feel we as a whole can improve upon, like all three of us?
I think we really just need to get more consistent with how many interviews are per episode.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just you. Sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's an hour long episode.
Yeah. Definitely some more consistency. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but yeah, for sure. What do you think we're doing best right now?
Best right now? Really, I think that right now, what we're doing pretty good at is we have everything, like all the people I feel like we need.
Yeah.
And everything we need to keep growing it. Mm-hmm. Even though we only have three people, I mean, people are going to be more likely to listen to three interviews for 30 minutes from three people than
if there's too many, it could get stale after a while.
So I feel like just having a handful of people is just what we need right now.
Yeah, we'd have. So what you're saying is we basically just have the right setup to just keep building it.
Yeah.
We have a good foundation. I like that answer. I think something we do best is I feel like all three of us are very, we ask similar questions, yes, but we're all kind of unique in our interview styles. So even though we talking to similar people with similar questions, it's still, we usually get different answers out of the different people just in the way we phrase the questions. And then what are your goals for this next quarter after spring break?
Well, next quarter, I know that I need to like be more into it, making sure I get people sooner, get everything done faster so I'm not at the deadline.
Yeah. Me personally, we're wanting to move into kind of a video podcast aspect next quarter, hopefully. So that's kind of out of my comfort zone. So my goals would be to get more comfortable and familiar with the video aspect so that when, if we do end up going the video route, that we can be able to produce a good product, regardless of who our interviewers are and what the subject is about. Now moving into more of, broad picture, what are your goals for next year if you plan on continuing with WEEM Weekly?
Well, next year, yeah, I probably will stay in WEEM Weekly. It's just, it's what I've enjoyed doing. Mm-hmm. But next year, there's probably going to be podcasting by then for WEEM Weekly.
Hopefully.
And I'm hoping that by next year that we're all comfortable and understand how it works, because the last time we did podcasting was a bit rough.
Yeah, for the final. I was going to say pretty much the exact same thing. So, yeah, what he said. Is there any kind of episodes that we haven't done so far that you'd like to do in the future?
Now, there's like nothing like specifically off the top of my head, because we go around a lot and eventually going to have to start repeating something.
Yeah.
But I know what we haven't like gone a lot into is the facts department, which I feel like that could be a pretty cool place to go into with all the different subjects they have.
Oh yeah, for sure. And yeah, I like what you said about repeat interviews, because I know I've started thinking about some future interview topics. And last year we did a graduation kind of like people that are leaving the school topic. And then we also did a prom one, and those are two really big events. So I feel like we could definitely do it again this year, because they're different. They're the same events each year, but with different people and different organization and stuff like that. So obviously I mentioned earlier in the interview that we have improved upon a lot of things. What do you feel is your most improved aspect this year so far?
Most improved. It's probably going to be able to like find the people that I need. It's not, I still need to work on my speed, but I know where, how to find people. I know how to get them.
Yeah. You have done a much better job at finding people, I would say. Mine, probably say the editing standpoint, because I was going back and again, listening to some of the earlier ones, and there were times when it would transition from an interview to an ad that it would just feel really choppy and not flow. And I kind of, at the start of this semester, worked on that and got some more recording stuff done, and it's a more smooth transition between different interview pieces and ads and all that right now. What do you personally think makes a good interview?
A good interview, I'm just going to say like keeping it smooth. And so if you have like long gaps, I know you can take those out, but long gaps, even short interviews sometimes can be good, but a lot of times it's just really short answers and you want to know the person.
You try to make it almost conversational in a way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What has been your favorite individual interview or just episode in general this year?
My favorite episode? I'm going to go with episode, because I don't have a particular favorite interview.
Yeah.
And it's one I was even part of. It was your Chet Babb interview.
Thanks.
That was definitely my favorite episode.
I appreciate the compliment.
It was really entertaining.
Yeah, that was a good one. My personal favorite, obviously I really like the Chet Babb one. I took a bit of a creative liberty with that one, and it worked really well. And then I'm blanking. The administration episode that we recently published, it's our most recent one. I really liked that one because all three of us got an interview. All three of the interviews were really good, and with three similar people that all produced similar answers, but also very compelling and different answers, so that it wasn't stale. And just my interview with Mr. Jones was really nice. It was nice and easy. He's a great person to talk to. So yeah, I'm really proud of that episode. And then I kind of touched on editing earlier. Is there anything in terms of our editing that you think we can do better?
I think it's going like pretty well in general, but I know it's partially on the side of the interviewer, but sometimes it's when you're like going into an ad.
Yeah.
It's kind of like on air when it's kind of too quiet and you can't hear it because of the intro to the ad. It's louder than the voice.
So levels, definitely.
Yeah, just crank that up a little bit.
Yeah. Why did you want to join the podcast in the first place?
I'm not going to lie. When I got told the options, Mr. Whitehair said for podcast, you make your own podcast.
Yeah.
And I just got roped into this and I just enjoyed it. So I never decided to leave.
Well, it all worked out. I kind of just fell into it too. When he listed the options, I didn't really like the sound of much of the other options. And I genuinely just, I'd seen clips of podcast on TikTok and stuff, so I'm like, okay, that'll be cool. And so I've enjoyed it ever since, and I've gotten a lot better at it. So
I mean, yeah, I thought for the social media I would have had to have all the social medias on my phone.
Yeah, for so it was because it's like it's sports and I'm not into sports at all, so wouldn't be good for me to be on that. And then I also use social media a lot in terms of looking at it, but it's not like I'm posting regularly, so two things I'm not that skilled at. But I knew I was a good interviewer because in the intro class before Whitehair taught, we had an interview assignment and I actually got the top score on that. So I knew I had the skills to do it. So just put those skills to use.
That was my second worst interview for the intro class.
The intro class.
My worst interview was my first one for year.
I was listening to that earlier. It didn't sound that bad, actually.
No, it was my first one during the homecoming episode. Okay.
Yep. So what is, you obviously you like working on the podcast. You've mentioned that a couple times. What is your favorite part about it?
Favorite part? It's probably just going to be like meeting the new people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've never really met some of the people I've talked to.
Yeah.
Like, for example, there's some people in the, I'm trying to remember a name of the episode. It was one of the episodes. It was just a teacher I've never talked to before.
Yeah.
And it was real interesting to get to meet them.
I've noticed the same thing. I've learned a lot about some teachers, some different perspectives I never would have expected, or were from teachers I've never would have talked to otherwise, because I just wouldn't have had their class. So yeah, definitely very interesting. What would you consider the hardest part? I know we've touched on this a little bit so far.
Now, like the hardest part for me, it's just going to be getting everything done in time.
Mm-hmm. Deadlines can be killer sometimes, trying to work around people's schedules.
I'm like, oh, 2 weeks. I'm fine. And I wait till the last week.
Yeah. And procrastination at its finest. I'm just as guilty as anyone else. And then that kind of wraps up our questions. Is there anything else that I missed that you want to talk about?
Not really.
All right. Well, thanks you guys so much for listening. We look forward to being back after spring break. So you all have a great rest of your month and we'll be back in April. Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917weem.org or wherever podcasts can be found.